And so we're also looking at the surface on top on the crossing once the vehicles get on top. We're looking at sight distance. Can a driver see down the track? And that's not just looking at vegetation along the track, but it's also looking at what might blind a driver's vision. For example, a column in a vehicle or very large mirrors, that can have an impact on whether you can see a train approaching.